The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we've made it about 1.5 weeks into Lent already this year. It is in fact the 11th day, Saturday, of Lent, out of 40. A good start. And we are into Lent far enough now that our plans should be set, and our personal choices for keeping a meaningful and beneficial and holy Lent well started. It is time now to be immersed in the season, focused on strengthening our Christian life through service, prayer, and penance. When we are focused or on the move in our lives, it is necessary to take moments regularly to pause and look up, to check our bearings and take reference of where we are and where we are going. Like a diver needs to orient themselves with the side of the pool after coming back to the surface of the water, or like when we drive for a while towards our location we have a desire or need to pause and double check our progress with the map sometimes. In Lent, it is valuable to have similar moments to check our progress and remember our destination. Scripture gives us this chance for a review this weekend. Second Sunday of Lent, this Sunday, describes to us the transfiguration of Jesus, witnessed by three apostles, Peter, James, and John, on the top of the mountain. The real meaning of Lent has the possibility of getting missed in the middle of all the activity and projects of this time of year. And those different needs or responsibilities, projects would be a huge variety of things, depending on what's happening in your life these days. Lent proposes to us many options, many good things that seem to keep us focused and active. The church says, "Be generous." And we say, "Okay." The church says, "Do good deeds." And we say, "Okay." The church says, "Pray more," or "Pray better." And we say, "Okay." The church says, "Avoid bad habits and unnecessary comforts." And we say, "Okay." The church says, "Do penance and don't shrink away from self-sacrifice." And we say, "Okay." Even though doing all of these things, or even some of them, as ways to become a better and more committed disciple of Jesus is very good, there is a risk of becoming wrapped up in the activities themselves, or our sense of obligation towards them. Head down, pushing forward, gotta do a good Lent, gotta do what the church instructs me. What is it precisely that I need to do? gives us an opportunity perhaps to lose sight of why we are taking up these practices. What is the purpose behind them? We get lost in the gotta do it. I just gotta do it. Someone told me to do it. The church expects this of me. I was always taught to do it this way. Lent isn't the same without it. Gotta do it. This type of drive or perspective can be common in other areas of our life as well. In any case, whether we speak of the disciplines of Holy Lent or other areas of our life, we will need to pause to look up and to be reminded about where we've come to and where we are going. The road of life brings hardship, struggle, and sacrifice. Abraham knew it, and he continued to trust in God as he moved his whole household to a distant land and went through all the steps that led up to the sacrifice of his own son. And in the last moment, Abraham looked up and saw the mercy of God. He heard a voice telling him to stop, and he saw a ram ready to take the place of his son in sacrifice. If Abraham had not looked up, if he had just persevered, he would have missed that gift from God, and his son would have been killed. It was perhaps necessary in God's plan for Abraham to pause, to hear that prompting, look up and see the solution, the act of mercy by God towards him, sparing his son and giving an alternate for the sacrifice. St. Paul knew hardship through his own persecution and arrest. He was arrested multiple times. He was chased out of town or escaped multiple times. And in his letter, he reminds us of the variety of struggles that we might meet. When St. Paul looked up from his life and mission, what did he see? Only Jesus Christ, who called him out of darkness, literally, after being blinded at his conversion, and into new life, into a new beginning, into something greater. Only Jesus, who presents to us his constant love through his passion and mercy. That is what St. Paul sees or saw when he looked up from his activities, from his day-to-day, from his sense of mission. It was only Jesus, the Jesus who had conquered death, only a victorious Christ who makes us victorious with him and through him, to help us keep track and keep on track through this season of Lent, knowing where we are headed and motivated by what we see. Jesus shows himself to us in his true being, his true self. As we live our life in all its fullness, full of joy, discipline, piety, love, prayer, sorrow, confusion, hope, sacrifice, worry, we are given a glimpse of heaven. Jesus stands transfigured, brilliant, glorious, giving us a look at where he is from, who he truly is, and where he is going. He shows us the path that he needs to take, and that path is through his passion, and he calls us to join him. He gives us a moment to see where we are headed, where we are invited and called, and also the path where we are called through in order to achieve or reach that end, that purpose, that homeland, the glory and brilliance of God's presence. Let us take a moment this weekend in this season of Lent and look up. Let us look up and see Jesus Christ standing there, brilliant and heavenly. Let the transfigured Christ remind us that if we cling to the Father's beloved Son, we will walk along his way and into the glory of the resurrection. Let us not get lost in obligation and detail and action and a list of to-dos. Let us take a moment and reorient ourselves to again face the East, spiritually speaking. Reorient ourselves towards where the sun rises, towards Jesus Christ, towards hope, towards resurrection, Easter, glory. Let us remind ourselves where we are headed and why. And through that reminder, we will be able to be more clearly committed and more be able to persevere through the disciplines that are right for us to keep this year. Let us continue to cling to Christ, to look to him, to receive and accept, to exercise the grace that he offers to us, so that we may be able to enjoy his presence in glory forever.